You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm Ghostcrawler. I am totally off the leash, and you are listening to The Instance.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Good morning and hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance, the episode that lands on August 30th, 2019. Only one more day in the month, and then it's fall, damn it. Welcome to the show. I'm Scott Johnson. Joining me today, Patrick Beja, all the way from not Helsinki, but somewhere in the countryside of Finland, where the people are see-through and everyone smells great. What's going on?
I'm going great. Do you think there's a time limit on how long you can use those old intros? Because Ghostcrawler has not worked at Blizzard for like what feels like 15 years.
No. Here's the deal.
It's a classic week.
Yeah.
It's time for classic
drops.
That's
true.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. So my thinking is they all just got a new lease on life because Classic's here, and I can play the Jeff Kaplan one when he worked on the WoW team. I can play Morhaime again, even though he's not even at the company anymore.
Please tell me we're bringing back quickfire questions. Patrick, I want to know what mod I should install in the Classic this week.
Don't do LFG.
Get off the show, record the LFG call, send it in, and then return to the show with your call.
Yeah, no LFG or you get fired from the game. It doesn't. It's a problem, it turns out. But
Not yet, but soon.
Randy would sue you for the quickfire questions, and he owns 50% of the quickfire questions, and he's not into it. So good luck with that bit of litigation. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we're back, everybody. We're here. It's Classic launch week, as you know.
And we Garrett. Did. Garrett's
oh,
here
Garrett.
Too.
I'm sorry, Garrett. Garrett's here. Garrett's
hi,
been here all
hi,
week.
Folks. I'm here. This is me, Garrett.
Yeah.
With
you,
the hair.
You started talking, and we had a rad conversation already. And in my head, you've already been introduced. But here's the thing: we also did a show on Tuesday, so you're getting a twofer this week, which is nuts. I don't remember the last time that happened, where in the same 5-day period you got two episodes of The Instance. But here we are. Of course, the math doesn't...
You've got a number two. That's what you've got.
Number two is always good. So we're here. We're doing it. We got a lot to talk about. Classic happened. We, of course, did that live stream on Tuesday. We had our initial thoughts sort of laid out there. I'm very excited to hear what Patrick thinks. So we're going to talk to him about his experience and kind of what the game has done in the last few days in terms of, capturing the hearts and minds of WoW players and perhaps beyond, with a very successful launch of WoW Classic. So put on your nostalgia glasses. It's time for us to do a show, and it begins with this. All right, we should probably get right to what we think or what we've thought. I ended up going down a very weird path after playing that day with Garrett and with Robert, and I have a lot to say about that, but I don't want to be the one that starts because I want to hear Patrick's take. He's the only one we haven't heard from yet. So Patrick, did you spend any time or a lot of time or a little time in WoW Classic, and what's your takeaway? What are your thoughts? Your all your surface stuff, give it to us.
All the surface stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems dangerous.
Yeah.
So I didn't listen to Tuesday's episode, so I don't know how you guys feel about Classic, but after years of saying that you didn't really want it, I am confident that, well, actually Garrett didn't, so I'm going to say that Scott, I'm confident, has held to his guns and not become the shill for Blizzard that we all know him to be, who magically, all of a sudden, thinks Classic is wonderful, and he has indeed been consistent, as I am. I did log in a few days ago. I created a mage, a human mage, which was the class I started with, I believe. And I logged into Northshire Abbey, and there was maybe 300 people in there running around. Everything was smooth. It worked perfectly.
Sure.
But so I got a couple of quests, and I tried to tag mobs, to tap the mobs. impossible. Like, it took me 20 minutes to get two kills. Mm. So at that point, I was like, yep, it's what I remember. I don't think I'm into that. Thank you. Goodbye. And I went to play some Overwatch.
Wow. So, you got in and out, man. You really didn't play very much.
No cues. Yeah. No cues for me.
Oh, no cues. Okay. Well, that worked out.
And but- I listen, it's I'm again super happy for the people who are enjoying it. And we can talk about realm capacity and these kinds of controversies, but maybe I'll change my mind at some point in the future. But for now, not for me.
When those starting area zones kind of clear out, you're kind of left with what current WoW is when things are... So current WoW with the tagging. We'll focus on the tagging for a second.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not so much the very heavy population that kind of threw me, you know, put me off. It's the tapping the mob, tagging the mobs, memories that kind of brought me back to, oh, all of those things that go with that, you know, going to turn on instant quest text. And like, I remembered all the things, the talents that you can't respect. Like, if you want to level as a mage, you're DPS anyway, but you're not going to have a lot of healers because you can't switch talents. You can't switch specs easily. So it's going to be a pain to do dungeons, and all of those things kind of came back, and that's more than the population issues. What kind of made me think, okay, I'm good.
There's a little bit of FOMO happening in the industry, or in the WoW sphere, where people really feel like they need to get in there and do this because everyone else seems to be doing it. And it is awesome to see. Like, I love that, like you said, and we said on Tuesday, and I'll reiterate now, the excitement and hype around this is heartening and awesome. And Blizzard hasn't had one of these for a while. It's been a while since we got a thing we could just get excited about and rally around. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't want it to end. I hope it doesn't. I hope BlizzCon ends up yielding all sorts of neat new things too. And it just kind of continues on, and we can get past one of the more sort of not dark periods for Blizzard, but, you know, this little bit of a rough run we've had since last BlizzCon, with firings and with game cancellations and with people leaving and changes to certain structures and Activision kind of showing their hand and all that kind of stuff. Classic has been a great way to sort of remind us that, oh, wait, there's work going on over there. And what they were doing in 04 was downright innovative. For guys like Patrick and I, maybe not so, you know, not so compelling. Like, we're not just into it constantly the way some people are. But I don't care. I love that it's there. Here's the weird thing that happened to me, though. This did not expect this. As you know, I've been a little sour, like a lot of people, on this tail end of BFA. And haven't been playing it a lot. Haven't been raiding. Haven't been doing my dailies. Just kind of, you know, not been in there. Along comes Classic. Garrett and I play it for 3 hours. Had a great time. It immediately got me thinking, what's it like to do the same thing, start at zero, but in the modern game? Like, if I go make this same warrior, this orc warrior, Barnabas, that I made in Classic, if I go over to my normal server and I start a character at level one, let's call him Kickers, because that's his name. I went and did that. I decided to make another orc too, because I wanted to do the same sort of stuff. I want to start where everyone starts and just kind of see, you know, like the post-cataclysm changes, which were, you know, a lot of shakeup of questing. But then also all the modern systems and everything else. Like, I want to see what that's like compared to how that felt. He is now level 27, and I can't stop playing him. Like, I really like the way modern WoW works and feels and is streamlined. I'm not saying this is for everybody, obviously, but I also noticed a lot of other people in there doing the same thing. I think there are people experimenting this week because they're getting that itch to, like, start from the ground level. Now, really, truly ground level is Classic, no question about it. But ground level in the current game is a similar experience. You're starting out in a world where you got to go from 1 to, you know, if you decide to take it all the way to 120, you can. And you have to go through all of that stuff again, and you get to build a character from the beginning and get your abilities and learn how to use them and move on to the next thing and have that.
So what you've realized is that you can create an alt.
I mean, it sounds like this is what I'm describing, but in the context of juxtaposing it against Classic and its experience for me, which albeit was only 3 hours, and the hundreds of hours I spent in it during actual vanilla back in 2004, it was a really interesting contrast. So this is what happened. I get him to 27, and I'm loving it. I really like the Warrior right now, by the way. The current way a Warrior is sort of constructed and stuff, he's awesome. I love playing Fury. It's just so good. And the animations, you miss all that in Classic, and it's amazing how that stuff it looks now. But anyway, I'm doing all of that. Is it an easier, faster process? 100%, yes. Of course it is. You make progress way faster. You get your abilities just because you're leveling. You don't got to go pay for them. You don't got to talk to trainers. Like all of those things that everybody's loving about the depth of Classic. And I totally get that, by the way. That stuff's streamlined, and I think I prefer it. I think that's just more my speed these days. Now, then I got this wild hair at my butt, like, I should go see what a hunter feels like on the Alliance side for just no reason. So I went and started a hunter named Chips. He is a dwarf on the Alliance side, obviously. And I went and ran him for 10 levels. So he's level 10. And that was really fun because I haven't seen any of that dwarf stuff since it changed. Or even I don't remember it from vanilla very much because I didn't really play that class or that race. So I don't remember any of that stuff. So it was fun to see that again and go through that for 10 levels. And then I went, oh, you know what I've never done? It's embarrassing, but when 2.8 came out, 8.3. What's wrong with my brain?
2.8.
2.8. Jeez
what?
Louise.
That's a patch that never existed for BC.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know why I said that. So I took my hunter, GURP, my guy I've had since day one, took him to Mechagon because I haven't checked it out yet. I don't know why. I just haven't checked it out. I never looked. And everyone's like, oh, you got to go there. It's like Mad Max and robots and stuff. And I said, I don't know. This patch isn't doing it for me. And I'd spent all my time in the fish area and I just didn't know, you know? What's the fish area called?
Nagitar.
So I did that. It's awesome, man. They knocked it out of the park with that zone.
No, I'm done. I'm done listening to you. This is bull. All right. I was on this show a month plus ago telling you, Scott, the patch is good. You should log in. You should go to the Mechagon. You're going to lose your shit. It's totally up your alley. So what I have learned today is that in 2 months, you're not going to be able to shut up about Classic. You're going to get in there. It's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's what I'm learning.
You're not wrong. And this is a weird thing I do. And I know I cop to it and acknowledge it. It's a funky thing I do with games. And I do it even with it's just so dumb. Like something will come out and I'll get all hyped for it and be begging for it for months. And then as soon as it does, I'll go back to something like that's 3 years old and does it better and then play that because I'm just weird that way. But in this particular case, what I learned from all of that is that it's a great way to shake up your perspective. But what Blizzard did, and this is why I think it was always a win across the board, and I think they know this. For those who are clamoring for the Classic experience, you're getting it and you're loving it and it's here to stay and it's awesome. For those who aren't so much into that and would rather play with the newer systems and be in the game, they also are doing that. And if you're not into Classic, it will drive you to Modern. And if you're not into Modern, it will drive you to Classic. And it worked. They got me playing World of Warcraft again to the point that I played till, I don't know, 2 a.m. last night. I haven't touched WoW in weeks, and suddenly I'm playing the Modern game. Everyone else is off in Classic right now, although it was pretty crowded where I was in Modern. There's obviously plenty of players playing, but I'm running around, and they're going, oh my gosh, here I am playing the game. I'm knocking out quests. I'm grinding my stuff, and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to get flying. I'm doing flying. Let's get this going. Like, what is that? How is that even a mental thing I went through? I don't even get it.
Yes, Patrick. We were talking about Classic on my French gaming show, Le Rendez-vous Jeu. You should check it out if you speak French. and we came to a conclusion. I mean, certainly I think we can all acknowledge that we didn't think it would be that popular, Classic. And we were thinking, what could they do to, if people end up staying, if there are enough people who end up staying in the game, of course, a lot of them are going to, you know, go do other things. But if enough people end up staying, imagine if they kept adding new expansions, but without the arcadification, easification of the game. Like, they would never add looking for group, looking for raid, tapping mobs, doesn't matter, all of that. And they would have a version of Classic. It would require a lot of work, of course. But they would have a version of Classic that would continue like this with expansions. And so in the end, we would have, like, you know, Mists of Pandaria without looking for group. And you have to actually go and do it like you did in Classic. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that would be an idea that people would be into, or if it's too...
I mean, it's possible. We've had a lot of conversations, and we did also Tuesday, Garrett and I, about this idea of, you know, how do they expand from here, or what do they do? We had a big conversation on Core this week. It's all anyone's talking about is Classic, of course. And so we talked about that and talked about how they move forward with this. If this is just always a standalone experience and it just exists where it exists, or do they do new content for it? Is there a way to monetize that? I don't think that they go full secondary development on it, because you have one sub right now that both games are included in. And that would imply that they would have two separate full development plans. And I don't know if that is feasible for them business-wise.
I mean, it depends what playtime is on Classic.
You're right. If it becomes You're right. What I'm saying right now is moot if they come out in 2 weeks, or if they know right now that they have completely upside down this thing and everyone's in Classic and no one's in Modern. I don't know. I don't know. They're not sharing those numbers. You know,
even if it's a significant amount of... you know, the percentage of players playing WoW as a whole, it would be a lot of work to retrofit the expansions into the systems of Classic, but it's not as much work as developing a whole new expansion. Still, I mean, it's just an idea. I'm not sure people would be into that. Some would, but I'm not sure enough. But it was just an idea.
Yeah, and the key point here is, and then I want to get to the true WoW player, Garrett here, who has been playing Classic nonstop. I just want to make sure I make this really plain and clear. Because there's kind of an impression out there that I'm a hater on this, and I'm not at all. And in fact, it was really cool to get back in there and see it. It's just not going to... I'm not going to 60, and I'm not going to do endgame. There's just no way it's going to happen. Will I chip away at it? Sure, probably. But it did just drive me to the other game. I just want to say that I think that this is brilliant on Blizzard's part to do this. And that what we have as a result is all bases covered. And if you are having fun in one and you check out the other and it keeps you there, great. They've got you. You were in. You're good. You got your game. If you're not and you go to the other one because it inspires you to try that and you're like, oh, yeah, I do like the faster pace of this, or, oh, I do prefer the way this happens with leveling or whatever, they've got you covered. Like, it's...
Maybe some people will play both.
It's
a very different kind of game, and maybe they're going to have people who are enjoying both.
Plenty of people will.
I see myself getting to that point at some point, because I do enjoy both.
Yeah.
Right now.
Do you think that point will be expansion, or what do you think that'll be for you, Garrett?
I don't know. I that's really hard to tell. It's going to depend. It's probably going to be a point where I am enjoying both games at max level, and I'm kind of just bouncing between the two, depending on what my friends are playing.
Right. And then the nice thing is, I feel like it's a mutually beneficial experience for both Classic heads and people who just rather stay in the Modern structure, because we're all radiating the joy again. Like, the negativity isn't there. I'm not having that right now. Like, from any angle, I'm not hearing anybody... I mean, I'm sure there's people complaining, but it feels way outliery, and I'm not hearing a lot of moaning. Like, people are stoked about Classic and what's happening. I'm sure there's some.
Yeah, overall, everything's been, like, my experience too has been really positive.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some outliers, but overall, everyone just seems happy. Even the people who are like, oh, it's not for me. I'm just, you know, I'm going to go back to retail and I'm having a great time and I'm stoked for everyone that's enjoying Classic. Like, everyone seems to be pretty happy. It's a nice place to be in WoW right now, regardless, I think, of which WoW you're playing.
Sure. And there's a chance, or I don't know how good of a chance, but there's a chance that they're going to learn enough stuff from this that they might, in the iterative process of creating new expansions for Modern WoW, they may dip back into some systems that people really glom onto in Classic again. If people really want a more complex talent system, maybe they'd steer that direction. I don't know, but my point is that some of that could inform the Modern game. I think I do struggle a little bit, and then I want to get to where Garrett's been since Tuesday, because I know you've been a lot further than me. I do want to say this. There have been some people that are like, well, you know, anything after Vanilla was busted anyway, so this is the only true game. And I would just say to them, I'm old enough to remember when people would cheer at BlizzCons when Greg or somebody would get up and make it and announce a change.
Like, I don't think anyone reasonable is saying everything was busted before.
You're right, and I don't want to give the unreasonable a stage here, because that's who we're talking about probably. But there are people, I have been hearing voices of dissent that are just like, well, nothing's good past here, so this is all that matters, and now I'm and I'm glad they're happy too. I'm glad you're getting the game you want. But we all wanted these changes because that's what an MMO is. It's a living, breathing, growing game, and they have lived, breathed, and grown it over the years, over the 15 years that we've had it. That's what we should expect. Graphically, systems-wise, gameplay, story, where we go, what I mean, we do. That's what you get.
The issue, yeah. The reason things evolved is that all of those aspects that people enjoy now, the very RPG aspects of the game, most of them are developing through the inconveniences of the game. And those are kind of two sides of the same coin. And it's those things for most people, not necessarily for everyone, but for most people, they're great for, you know, the leveling experience. But if you play that for months, you're probably at some point going to get tired of it. Not for everyone, but I think for a lot of people. So the changes are kind of a natural evolution of the game. But now that we have both, that's why we kind of came to the idea of making two parallel tracks of WoW. It would be possible now that we have the modern one to develop the old one in the same way. You know, in to develop the old one with old style with the new expansions. Mm-hmm. So, but the point I'm trying to make, sorry, I'm rambling a little bit. The point I'm trying to make is those issues that we're talking about lead to, like, tapping mods. They lead to an easier game if you want to keep player engaged, because it doesn't, you can't enjoy it, or most people, again, can't, I don't want to speak for everyone, but most people can't enjoy it for years on end, which was what people play WoW for.
Right, right. And you got to keep all, I mean, it's Blizzard's job to appease the biggest possible swath of players as possible. And so it's a series of compromises. It's like, all right, well, back in the day, there was no LFG. You had to meet at a stone. You had to have a coordinated friend group. You had to talk it out. You had to do a hard dungeon. And now you can go just queue and be with strangers and rip through it and get your stuff and get out. And you don't even have to socialize with those people. But they do have Mythic, which means that you can go that far and get better stuff and be rewarded for that extra work and have to meet at the stone. There is no LFG queue for that. So they've tried to answer these issues with saying, all right, well, that's just for, you know, that's for everybody who doesn't want to deal with this. But here, guys who like that, here's this. And some people have said to me, well, the reason that that's a problem is because, like, if you live close to something, let's say you live close to Stonehenge. You never go to Stonehenge because you live close to it. It's just so convenient. You're just going to, you know what I mean? People take the convenient road when it's presented to them. And a lot of people say, back in the day, we had to go to the stone and do the thing. And now you can, you know, the choosing, just it's just too easy. Why would you do the other way? Like, I get all those arguments.
It's true. If you have the option, a lot of people are not going to do it. I agree. There's some validity to that criticism.
That's kind of my counterpoint to it's not that I disagree with you. You're right, Patrick, when you say, like, the old way of tapping is, you know, for lack of a better word, archaic and kind of janky. Mm. But for, like, I'm going to use the word jank a lot when referring to old classic systems, by the way. But from that jank breeds the type of game that classic is, because of the tapping system behaving the way that it is. It breeds this more natural kind of player controlled social system. Mm-hmm. The game isn't forcing you to group with everybody, to make friends with random strangers on the internet, but it's going to play out a whole lot better for you if you do. Whereas the, you know, modern WoW, it's extremely streamlined. I might even use the word sterile to describe it.
Yeah,
no, I completely agree. I completely agree. Maybe tapping is not the best example. I think it's an inconvenience.
I think it's a really good one. I think it's a really good example of the differences between modern or retail WoW and vanilla, and why some people are more drawn to the old ways of things.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think that one is good, you're going to love the next one. Because a better one, I think, is people having to search for a group for many, many, you know, dozens of minutes, and then having to travel for 20 minutes to the dungeon and, you know, not being able to find a healer because, as I was saying earlier, you can't change specs. So if you want to heal, you're going to have a really crappy time leveling. You might level, you know, with a DPS spec, but then you're just going to be healer. There are not going to be a lot of them, less than now. And all of those things are fun, I think, for a little while, for most people. And for that's why I was saying for most people earlier. I think some of them are going to love those things forever. But I also think a lot of people who currently like those things are going to get tired of them, you know, not quickly, but after a few weeks or months. You're like, I don't want to spend literally 2 hours to travel to Dire Mole of Skullomance, and like Skullomance is 2 hours within itself, and that's without counting all the things you have to find first. So I guess
my point is, like, right. Why do you care if people are gonna, I think they like it and end up not liking it, like they don't have to play.
It's not that I care, it's just I'm saying I think that's how things are possibly going to evolve. And that's just analyzing the situation.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think I agree with that. I think there's going to, I mean, Blizzard says there's going to be a big fall off. They expect one. At the end of vanilla, I remember all the things people were pining for and that they wanted so bad. And they couldn't wait for flying. And they lost their minds when they heard about flying. Well, most of us these days are sort of annoyed with flying. You know, we kind of wish it wasn't there at all. But, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And I think what's going to happen here is that those who really want nothing but that experience, they've got it. And Blizzard is so cool for giving it to them. And they didn't charge them extra either, which I did not predict. I was sure they were going to tack something on. I mean, yes, it's extra if you're coming back and this is all you want. Yeah, you're paying $15 a month for an
old
game. It was
very clever. It's not that they're charging extra. It's that they're charging the full amount for a 15-year-old thing. I wouldn't say they're not charging extra.
Right, and you're right about the cleverness, because it's basically them saying, well, you're going to subscribe to WoW anyway. We'll give you this bonus content. But for a lot of people, that is the game, and they don't want the other thing, and so they're actually paying an enormous... Like, Bo was going to play this week, Bo Schwartz. He's in Canada. Right now, the dollar's not great. The Canadian dollar's not great, and it's $19 a month for him to poke in and play Classic. And he's like, I can't justify it. I'm not going to pay $19 a month for a 15-year-old game. And he's probably right to feel that way. But I guarantee there are going to be some people who think, I don't care what it costs. I'm going to get back to 2004, yo. And I'm going to play like I played back then. And that's great. I love it. I got no criticism for it.
Can we hear from the one who's like super in love with?
Yes, Garrett. So you've been playing it all week. You've been streaming it. You've been having a great time. So how you doing in there? What do you think?
I like it so much more than I thought I was going to like it, and I was pretty sure I was going to like it.
Yeah, like give me a scale here, like on a scale from 1 to 10. How's Classic?
I foresee this being my main game for the next 3 months.
Good Lord. All right.
That's how much I'm enjoying this.
I'm really glad to hear that, because we need someone on the show like that.
yeah, we do.
Because I can't do it. I can't imagine months of me doing it. I just can't.
I can't. After your realization that the latest patch in retail is actually a good patch, I'm calling it, dude. In 2 months, you're gonna be like, Classic's amazing. I'm so into it.
It might happen. I'm not gonna.
Although
say
maybe
never.
Not, because I really think, like, if you're gonna get hooked on Classic, it's gonna happen right now when everyone's in at the gates, as the gates have opened, and mm-hmm. you're getting all these kind of cool social experiences. I think if you get into a Classic starting zone after there's not a bunch of players running around, it's not going to be nearly as fun.
But, yeah. There's also, there's a general sense. I'm sorry to interrupt. Let me tell you this real quick. There's a general sense from the players, or some people are saying, people only want to get in because all their friends are getting in and they're feeling pressure to do it. The whole FOMO thing, fear of missing out thing, is happening. And I would say, well, that's one way to look at it, but that's literally true and good. That's a good thing. Your friends are all stoked. They're in. They want to play, and they want you to go play with them. This is what we want. Like this.
That is the classic experience. I started playing WoW for that exact same reason, because everyone I knew was talking about it.
Right.
That's the reason I started playing in the first place. Like, and I waited over a year. I didn't start playing vanilla until 2005.
Right.
I was playing Guild Wars because at the time, the Guild Wars was my first MMO. The thought of like paying monthly for a video game like seemed insane to me. Plus, I was still on a 56k modem.
Oh, geez.
I was very trepidatious. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's everyone making your jokes about the servers being down and being like, oh, it's the true classic experience. You're not wrong. But the other thing too is that, like, yeah, if you are kind of feeling like that social pressure, guess what? It's what we were all feeling back in 2004 if we weren't currently playing World of Warcraft.
Right. It's a good feeling. So sorry, I didn't mean to derail you. You were talking about
No. That's a great point. I mean, it's some people are kind of, I think, throwing that up as a hand wave. Like, for whatever reason, there's some people that just feel like the need to discount classic, and I don't get that. Like, if you don't like it, don't play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are kind of throwing that out there, like, oh, it's only popular because people are feeling forced to play because their friends are playing. And I'm like, why do you even need to say that? Who cares? Like, plus, if that is the case.
Plus, it's a good. I think that's a good thing. Like,
right? Yeah.
Couldn't we use more friendships? And you know, like, people make fun of. Like, I put up that video of the people in line tapping mobs and waiting for the boar to spawn. Like, that was day one stuff.
Like, to me, I look at that, I'm like, yeah, it's janky that we've had to resort to this, but also it's super cool.
It was kind of heartening. It was like, oh, look at everybody cooperating and stuff. And other people look at it and go, why would you do that to yourself? Like, well, you don't need to, first of all. And second of all, like, that's people taking care of a problem in the most civilized way I've seen in World of Warcraft in a long time. So relax.
Yeah, I also think, I mean, I think there are two conversations happening at the same time, I think. There's a lot of people who, you know, it's basically a lot of people currently answering those who previously were saying, oh, classic is the true, you know, current WoW is crap. And that feeling that some people are saying that current WoW is crap has lingered. And I think when people are now saying, oh, classic is not the real WoW, and to an extent, maybe that's some of the things we're saying as well.
Why are we giving these people like the breath from our lungs? Like, who cares? Who gives a shit?
You're the one who brought them up.
I just don't give a shit anymore about your polarized internet opinion for upvotes.
To Patrick's credit, though,
like, if you like the game, play the game. If you don't like the game, move on with your life.
Yeah, but for to Patrick's credit, it was you that brought him up a second ago when you said, I understand why they have this problem, or, you know, we were sort of discussing them. I think it's fine. It's fine to drag them in here. And there's some who are listening to this who are like this.
To my credit, you brought them up.
Well, okay. You're right. I brought them up. I threw the ball to you. There you go.
The reason that if they had just, you know, announced, if there had never been vanilla controversies, mm-hmm. and they had just said, we're going to be bringing WoW Classic and everyone's going to have fun, that criticism would not exist and those conversations would not exist. The background for it is that there have been years when some people were saying, oh, current WoW is crap, and others were responding like we were. But, you know, classic WoW, you wouldn't like it. And clearly we are, you know, there are a lot of people who are currently liking it, so that's great. But those conversations are lingering, and I think the arguments are kind of remnants of previous arguments that are getting crossed. I think a lot of it is that. So... I'm just trying to explain that I don't think the people who are currently saying you're an idiot for liking classic are idiots. That's, I guess, something we can all agree on.
Yeah. Garrett, so what level are you? How far are you? Where are you? Where's your character? All that stuff.
I've got a level 17 hunter and a level 10 warrior.
Oh my gosh. You're already alting it. That's amazing.
Well, here's the thing for, like, cause people are like, oh my God, what is going on? You're like going hardcore. Katie is playing again. We usually spend our evenings away from computers, watching TV, hanging out together, playing with our dogs, doing chores. Mm-hmm. But she wants to play WoW. She's got a day job. So, you know, I get my hours in on my solo character during the day. And then she comes home and she's like, all right, let's play. So I have a warrior that I play exclusively with my wife. And that's why that's happening. And then for some reason, I have a level 7 warlock because I played with you, Scott. But that guy is not going to get touched ever again, probably.
Probably, yeah. We should at least touch on this, that you did not enjoy the Durotar starting zone.
Dude,
stuff.
I don't know how anyone ever rolled an orc or a troll and kept playing this game. That starting zone is horrible.
Yeah. That's all a million, by the way. That is all a million times better than it ever was now in retail, but you're right. In fact, that was an interesting thing about playing Kickers. I went back and started that dude, and they changed so much of that questing in Cataclysm that it's really good there now. Like, legit good. It's not that waiting for Quillbores thing to spawn. It's not that eternity of those crabs. That whole thing, that's gone. You don't do those crabs anymore. Like, that's just not a thing.
Oh my God, the drop rate on those freaking crabs.
They were terrible, right? It's really bad. So I do, I mean, yeah. At the time, go ahead, Garrett or Patrick.
How much of it do you think is also partly due to the fact that it wasn't your experience in Classics, or you're relating to it less and thus enjoying it less? Do you think there's some of that? Or?
Maybe, because when I did that original stuff, I thought it was fine, because I played Horde originally immediately. I didn't do Alliance at all. And I thought that stuff was okay, because I didn't have anything to compare it to. I'm guessing that the leveling experience for Alliance is probably better, but it's also a little more standard fantasy, so it's easier to put things in there, I think.
Yeah, this was like
out here, we got the barons and the freaking desert and all that shit. Like, it's just it's a little harder to fill that world. I don't want to speak for Garrett, but did you feel like that?
It's my opinion. Yeah. That's just me, like, being ranty for fun. If you could dig it, you dig it. Cool.
Yeah.
But as someone who originally rolled Night Elf back in the day and rolled Night Elf again here at the launch of Classic, like, I really prefer that starting zone.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I went and got 3 levels on a mage in Night Elf mage this week also in Prime in retail.
Don't you already have a max level mage?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah,
Scott, you are a rare bird.
This was all about, for me, this was all about that feeling that Classic, I mean, this is really the thing with Classic, and that's what's driving it. It's this feeling of starting fresh with nothing and building something out of nothing, as opposed to your mains who are all 120 and have a billion abilities and have all the money and have all the stuff and all the mounts and everything. Like,
yeah. So that, I mean, that's part of it for me, but so much of it too, like, what I'm enjoying about this is can't be replicated by retail, which is the kind of the difficulty of the leveling, how long it takes, the forced socialization to get certain things done. I'm really enjoying it. Like, mm-hmm. So like, I knew that was going to be the reason. Like, if I liked this, I knew that was going to be the main reason why, but I didn't realize it was going to play like this big of a role and I was going to be enjoying it this much. But also the world itself, like the OG Azeroth is freaking huge.
It's big
compared to any expansion. And it feels so alive and dangerous.
I'm glad you said that, but here's the thing. It's just as big and therefore bigger because you know how much stuff is outside of it when you go start a new character in the prime game.
Yeah, but you can just trivialize like anything. Like, you're never at risk of dying.
No, I totally get that. I get that. Well, I don't know if you're totally not at risk. I had a problem yesterday with that.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a case of operator. So.
Maybe you're right. But here's what I mean. It's still that large world. It's not gotten any smaller. It's just that Classic made you, everything takes longer in Classic. Picking up a cactus apple takes 5 full seconds. That seems like nothing, but it's a lot when you look at what gathering rates are in the newer game, where it's just
small and tiny bits of texture of one, what I might call janky texture, that really you get these layers on top of layers that all kind of make something that feels very different from modern WoW.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying, or is what I'm asking, is do you agree that that's part of what makes it seem huge? Is because everything is a little slower, it takes more to get done. You got to see your trainer.
I'd say it's the lack of flying and mounts.
That's... yeah, I mean, it makes the world feel huge. Yeah. It makes the world feel huge because it takes forever to get anywhere. Yeah. And God help you if you try and move through a zone that you shouldn't be in. You're going to have to corpse run it.
Yeah.
I died in the freaking wetlands on my way to Loch Modan on my freaking night off because I'm like, okay, I want to go to Loch Modan and level up because I don't not the biggest Darkshore fan in the world. I'm just going to skip that. And just got like two shot by a level 20 orc mob that was in the mountains in between the wetlands and Loch Modan. Mm. And that's something that hasn't happened to me in a while.
Sure.
And so I mean, it's different strokes for different folks, but the slower, more methodical, random danger nature of Classic is very much scratching an itch for me.
I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear that. And I'm glad that others are feeling that. We're hearing a lot of that in the chat and certainly in the community. And I want Blizzard to ride this success as best they can because this is awesome and we haven't had something this positive in a while. So I'm stoked for them and us and you. Even though Patrick and I probably won't play very much.
I want a low level dungeon for Alliance because I still haven't run a dungeon and I'm itching.
Oh, yeah. Wait, do they not have any kind of what's the Ragefire Chasm?
Dead Mines,
kind of
thing? Same level. Dead Mines, like minimum level it's 18, 19, right? Really. Oh, yeah, geez. Like you could dip your toe in there at 18 if you want to. But yeah.
So, what's the first Horde dungeon?
It's level 10 inside of
Razor Fen Crawl. Ragefire Chasm.
Yeah, Ragefire Chasm, right? I think the one that's the one that's inside of
you have two of them, right? I don't know. Yeah, RFC. Yeah, Razorfang Crawl.
Oh, okay.
But that's maybe that's 14 or something like that.
Yeah, okay. That's even lower.
Yeah, see, I thought it was level 10.
Chat
or something.
Room is saying 13-ish.
Yeah, okay. That one's still in there. You go down to Cleft of Shadow or whatever it is, and there's still that thing's still over there rotating.
someone's asking about the stockades. I think they're 30-ish.
Yeah, they're like, I think starts at around like the early 20s. I think it's 22 is like the lowest it recommends for starting stockades.
Naximus in the chat says stocks is 25. God.
Yeah, I could have sworn that stocks was lower, but I'm remember
these things. Yeah, it's weird.
Apparently very wrong.
I remember a lot of stuff wrong, but I remember them. And as I was going through this experience with Garrett, it was amazing how many things in those 3 hours would crop up in my head and go, oh, yeah, right. You don't get, if you all have a gathering quest, and you're together in a three-man group, you don't get to just all get it when you pick it up or go pick it up and there's enough for three of you. You got to wait for it to spawn in some cases, wait for the guy to die again in some cases. You know, not everyone gets it.
I can't remember if we mentioned this, but there's nothing in this world that is almost nothing that is like this. Like, certainly in gaming, if you had an experience 15 years ago, you could have it again somehow. It would be possible. World of Warcraft, it was simply not possible unless you would go to a private server kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it was just not possible. You could not have that experience again. And that is something really special.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we'll keep talking about it as time goes on and we'll see how things transpire. That's one thing I get excited about just from an industry level thing and from a company level thing. What do they do with this response now? Do they really try to maximize it? What do they do? Their original statements were always like, well, we don't really know what we're going to do after, but you know, for now it's planned just to be the standalone thing. And you know, you've asked for vanilla, we're giving you vanilla.
I mean, the first thing they're going to do is to wait 2 months and see where they are.
Right. Of course. That's yeah. I don't even think you'll get a lot of really happy stuff at BlizzCon with them slapping hands and talking about how great it did and you guys really came back in droves and that's awesome and all of that. But they'll also announce a new WoW Prime expansion at the thing. And I want to see what that cadence is, not cadence. I want to see what that tone is for how they treat modern versus classic going forward from just kind of a PR talk about it kind of standpoint. I really want to get somebody in here like Ian or somebody and interview them and I just want to see what that tastes like after a couple of months, you know? So,
well, they might have their, they've always wanted to do one expansion a year. They could do that with one being for Classic and one being for Prime.
That's true.
I mean, we've said it before, but it bears repeating. It's going to depend on the success of it. Course. And yeah, the launch has clearly been successful. I think more successful than Blizzard was expecting, but it's really the How many people are going to stick around for the long haul? That's, I think, what is going to dictate
absolutely
what updates we get and how frequently we get them.
Yeah, and at least Garrett in this crew will be long hauling it. I'm just fascinated by it. I'm looking at my friends list right now. It's all, there's about 30 people in this morning, and it's all WoW Classic except two cases where they're playing. Somebody's in Mechagon, somebody's in Nazhdatar, or Nash's guitar. That's where they're at.
Nash's guitar is great. Yeah. I do not like Mechagon, by the way.
I love Mechagon.
The more time I spent there, oh boy.
Oh.
I strongly dislike hanging out in that zone.
You know what my problem is, I think? And you know what? It's because you're biased toward these damn elves, but it's very elvish in Nash, because you got... It's Suramar again. It's
Elven ruins.
It's Suramar with a bunch of barnacles on it. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not into it as much. Yeah, it's fine.
Mechagon, though, is just so boring. You walk around and do the same crap over and over. I mean, technically the same thing for Nazhdatar, too, but everything just looks like a turd. It's like an old episode of Scooby-Doo. Everything's brown tone.
I guess I you know how I love Mad Max and things. It's like that for me.
Liz, I think, like, individual cities look cool and everything, but just like hanging out there, I just get so bored so fast.
I don't know. I love it. Those robots with the little like lightning heads are my favorite. It makes me want to draw them. all right. Well, let's move on to some other stuff that's going on. In particular, that affects Classic. Realm capacity was bumped up substantially on the 28th, which was a couple of days ago. And I don't even know what that means because they don't give numbers, but they said this: with hotfixes that we are currently deploying in all WoW Classic realms, we are substantially increasing the number of players that can be simultaneously logged in and playing. We expect this to result in smaller queues for realms that have large queues, and some realms should have no queues at all after this. We will closely monitor performance and stability throughout this process. Thank you very much. So that was their actual post. That's good, because the other thing that was, sort of the headline all week was how long people had to wait to get into games. You and I, even in the middle of the day for our stream, Garrett, we had you had a brief queue. I logged in early in the morning and sat down and never moved until you got in. So that worked out okay for me. But at night, people were screwed. I have basically
been logged in nonstop every day because I don't want to deal with the queue.
This is great, dude. You are living in 2004. This is awesome.
I went for a run yesterday. Yeah. Like Katie and I have been remiss in our workout duties. So we're like, all right, we gotta go out for a run. Yeah. And so we both logged in. We got in the game and then like moved our feet and we're like, okay, we got 30 minutes before it boots us back to the character screen. And then I don't know how much time we have before we get booted from the character screen back to the, get your ass back to the queue. So like we did our run in under an hour and we got back and didn't have the queue. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's good.
So you didn't use like a fan to move to the keyboard rhythmically.
Listen, I'm about to call up an engineer friend and be like, hey, how do I make a simple piston that just presses my W key every 20 minutes?
That's what I was doing.
The fan works fine.
That's what I did Tuesday. I would, I was doing the morning show, doing TMS, and I would just every once in a while, occasionally alt tab over here and move my dude a little bit, and then he'd sit down again. And I just was like, I am not getting logged off this server if it kills me. But anyway, yeah, they're gonna beef that up because people are still saying today last night there were 13,000 people in some queues. That's still a lot.
Like, that's Peggle, our server is still really popular, really full.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think the second night we played, because like Katie got home from work, immediately logged in, 2 hour queue. The next night, immediately got home from work, logged in, 1 hour queue. So like in the course of 24 hours, we saw a 50% reduction in the queue time.
That's pretty good.
The problem is, though, they can't, it's a rock and a hard place because the old school structure of the game means that you can't have anything like cross server anything, right? So mm-hmm. If they add too many servers, you're going to have a big problem because some of the servers are going to be completely empty in, 6 months. And that's going to be a huge problem in Classic. If you don't have enough players, you don't find a healer. And that's a big problem.
Not only that, but then your friends, you feel like your friends are somewhere else, but they're in a server that you can never get into. And then if your server dies, there are no transfer services right now for characters.
Well, like, that you can transfer, but the problem is the people who are on the popular servers don't want to move to the empty ones.
Oh, I see what you mean, that was
a huge issue at Blizzard to manage that. And if they keep increasing the capacity of the servers, if some of them get really populated, you know, there's a limit, because currently they're layering. So you can have multiple instances of each zone if you have too many players. But at some point, the goal and the desire of all the players is that they stop layering so that the server identity is preserved and you have...
Patrick, there's no server transfers right now.
Yeah.
No, there isn't now. But I mean, ultimately, at some point, if you have an issue of some servers being full and some being empty, a lot of people think, well, you just do server transfers, but that doesn't work, because people don't want to move to the
empty. Well, also, it never existed in vanilla, so again, you know.
Oh, yeah, it did. Of course it did.
Did it?
Yes.
Well, maybe it was BC, but I mean, yeah, it did.
There were definitely server transfers.
It was later. It wasn't like, not at 1.2, though. There's no way that it was a thing in 1.2.
Maybe not.
No, that came later. No, but
they're already making concessions with layering, so I could see earlier than expected.
Sure, but the layering, well, yeah, I mean, they could. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying if they're all looking for the raw ass, freaking raw dog in it in 2004 experience, there were no transfers.
Please don't say raw dog in it.
I like that phrase, and I know it means something horrible, but I like it for, like, when you're trying to say something's, like, the most basic or original state. There's something about that.
Again, concessions have already been made. It's pretty authentic. It's not 100% authentic. So, like, they have shown that they are willing to bend to, making a perfectly accurate representation for the overall gameplay quality.
Yeah. It does seem
though, people were accepting of it because they want it removed once the rush starts. And if they increase the realm capacity too much, it's going to be very difficult to, if people stay, it's going to be difficult to remove layering without turning everything into,
If no one leaves, if we stay where we are now, cool. Enjoy your hour plus long queues every night.
That's true.
That's just not sustainable.
No, or they use layering. Layering works fine.
Layering works, but
they are using layering, and we still have.
You're right, but Ian just said in an interview with Forbes, they want to get rid of layering as soon as possible because that's the thing they only want as a temporary band-aid to make sure this launch goes okay.
Yeah. No, but so, if you do have layering, Garrett, you don't have queues problems because on one server you can fit, let's say you have infinite number.
What I'm saying is they currently have layering and we currently have server queues.
Because the capacity of each server is limited. Right. So if they increase the capacity as they're doing now, they can increase it to, everything could be potentially, technically, one server.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If they have, they could do just layers, but they don't want that.
Yeah.
And it might become a problem down the line when they do want to get rid of layering.
Yeah, because they say they want to. Yeah, and I remember when the crowd at BlizzCon found out that the demo on the floor this last year was using layering and everyone lost their minds. They were like, what? Oh my God. And it was just for this test. Just in that one where they did like the public test out in the open, but also there at the show, and everyone freaked out because there was layering going on. So I have a feeling they really do want to try to get rid of that, or else they're going to get weird backlash.
I mean, I get it for sure. Knowing people on your server was very much a part of vanilla World of Warcraft. So that's important, and layering kind of hurts that. I mean, I got in at the stroke of the servers going live, and I couldn't group up with Katie because we were on separate layers and it was bugged. But I haven't had that issue since. That was literally an hour zero problem.
Right. You were talking about that last show about how you couldn't see
each other. If this is a big if, like if enough people don't leave, then that's going to be a judgment call on their end. Do they want to keep layering and not have server transfers, or have server transfers and hope people actually take them so that they can turn the layering off?
Yeah. Well, there's that. You also can't have the LFG add-on. We alluded to this earlier. Blizzard says we've been closely following the community discussion around this add-on for WoW Classic, as well as analyzing it to make sure we understand how it works. They said, after careful examination, we believe the nature of Classic LFG, which is the name of the add-on, is incompatible with our social design for Classic. Thus, in an upcoming patch in the weeks following launch, we will be adding restrictions to the Classic add-on API that will significantly limit this add-on and others like it. So, in short, they don't want you, which I thought Classic players wanted, but they don't want you to be cheating your way to having some of the abilities and features that the future game holds in Classic. They want to keep that a more pure experience. So, sorry, if you wanted to do LFG in Classic, you're hosed. Not going to happen. Not going to work. At least not in the way you want it to. You want LFG, I mean, go play the modern game.
So. I understand the issue.
Yeah.
It's definitely, if the whole point is to have those, you know, these social interactions that you're going to need to have in order to play the game, an add-on that basically rearranges everything in the looking for group process of the chat, you know, the conversations, makes that so much easier that it changes that social dynamic. Mm. I understand arguments for it and against it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to be there. Garrett, do you care? Because you're doing some stuff. You're running some mods and things, right?
I'm running a ton of mods.
Yeah.
I ran mods in vanilla. I'm running mods now.
Do you have any recommendations like must haves for people playing Classic?
I mean, I since I'm playing a hunter, I think a swing timer is a wonderful tool because you're going to have to learn how to stutter step again, which, oh my God, I'm loving it. Like, I feel like I actually have to have some skill to play my hunter. It feels great. And the swing timer helps a ton because you can time your stutter steps basically perfectly if you've got the swing timer. And also it just kind of helps train your muscle memory.
Mm. Okay. There's that. I know a lot of people are using, I forgot the name of the button mod everyone uses.
Oh, I'm using Bartender.
Bartender.
Domino's, I think, also works for it.
Oh, yeah. It does. I like Domino's a lot back in the day. Although these days I really don't need much. And it's funny because retail, I hardly use any mods anymore. I have a bag mod, World Quest tracker thing. I think that's it.
You don't have a bar?
No, I used to. I used to be really hardcore about that, but I don't anymore. Oh,
you use the base bars? Ooh.
Well, here's
the base interface?
Well, here's the thing. Ooh. You guys, this is the thing a lot of people don't notice. They're so busy using bars for so many years. The base interface has most of the functionality you need. I can assign any key to any button. I can arrange them in places that I couldn't before. Like, it's all pretty easy now. Like, it's not a crazy...
I mean, the key binding thing has been in since day one, but I didn't realize you could move the bars around.
I don't remember vanilla having key binding for a space.
Of course. Yes, definitely had key bindings.
How would you not?
No, I know you had key bindings, but I didn't think you could change... Like, I couldn't assign, like, a feign death, like an F to
some... That's what key binding is.
Well, no, I know that. I understand yes, that, but I didn't know I could
in vanilla.
I didn't know I could do that back then. Maybe yeah. I guess you're right. Anyway, I for whatever reason, it hasn't really bugged me not to have one.
You were just so happy to use the mods that I would tell you about. You were completely forgetting about the basic functionalities of the game that stuck.
Listen, Patrick. Back in the day, you recommended so many mods that I was basically running a giant mod simulator. And World of Warcraft was this small little utility that ran along with it. So that's how it was in the day. But I don't do that anymore.
I'm swing timer. I got a bar mod. I am using a quest mod because I would be looking it up on WoWhead otherwise. So might as well make it easier on myself. And I'm using an auction house mod. And the one I think I could not live without is a vendor price mod that tells me how much I can sell shit for in my bags. Because my bags are constantly full. So now I know what the cheapest thing is, so I can just throw it away and pick up the thing that's worth more.
Nice. All right. That's basically it for that space. New WoW, not getting much coverage this week because it's, you know, it's just going along, doing its thing. I guess, well... Oh,
unless you're Scott Johnson.
Unless you're me, and you're in there all the time suddenly, and it doesn't make any sense. Like, right now, I'm craving playing it. What's going on,
man? That's cool, man. I mean... That has happened. I like so get it. Like it's, I'm teasing you just because it's funny, but I really get it because so often when I fall off of WoW, what brings me back to it is another MMO. I'll go dip my toe into ESO or, you know, Guild Wars 2 or something. And I'm like, oh man, MMOs are fun again, but I'd rather just play my main MMO.
Yeah.
So I go back to WoW.
Yeah.
And so I really get it. It's just funny that WoW was the game that brought you back to WoW.
I know it's happening. WoW. The call came from inside the house in this case.
Yes. The call came from inside Azeroth.
Yeah. Like, I just can't help it. Bo said something really interesting on Wednesday, and I wanted to throw this out because I think it was interesting. He says, Bo says that one of the things he misses about World of Warcraft isn't a conversation about all these systems or these updates or these changes to mechanics or any of that. It's that the world itself has become diminished over time because we have all these new worlds. And he believes that WoW in future should figure out a way. And Battle for Azeroth hinted at this because it was literally the Battle for Azeroth, right? That Azeroth would be front and center again. And it really isn't. Like, it just isn't in BFA. It's,
I mean, it is, but... It is, because technically the new continents we're on are part of Azeroth. But yeah, like, if you think about, I don't know, because I still think about the two main continents too. Like, I get that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he was kind of pointing at. And the thing is, you know, Cataclysm, if we're being honest, was probably the closest we've been to that idea of let's pay attention to the old girl again, you know. But in the future, maybe there's a way to do that. I don't know what that is. Everyone expects new land masses for expansions. Maybe there's a way to, I don't know, give more to Azeroth without changing it too much. More to the Eastern Kingdoms, more to Kalimdor. I don't know. That's something just to think about. We'll see. And by the way, if you're out there playing Alliance and you run into a Paladin Dwarf, you might be playing with Metzen. I don't know what server he's on, but he's playing right now like hardcore. So good luck.
Nice.
All right. Blizzard finally sued one of these companies that's ripping off Warcraft. I love this. So... there's a million Chinese Warcrafty looking knockoff stuff. You see them if you use Instagram and you see an ad for a mobile game. It's always some Chinese thing called War of Craft. And there's a picture of what a total Illidan lookalike. And, you know, they do this all the time. They finally up and sued somebody because apparently this game's gotten kind of big. They sued a Chinese company over a game called Glorious Saga is the name of it. I think in the States it may have a slightly different name.
Either they use a random like mobile game name generator to come up with that.
I feel like that happens a lot. They filed a lawsuit in California on August 16th, alleging that Sina Games' free-to-play Glorious Saga is almost entirely copied from the Warcraft games and related projects or products. Rather, World of Warcraft developer is seeking in court to have the court order them to stop the infringement and maximum damages for the serious and irreparable harm to Blizzard and its business. According to this lawsuit, it says that they are asking for $150,000 per infringed work. That could be a lot of money because that's everything from art to assets to concept. Like, they could go pretty deep on that, as well as attorney's fees and other deemed just and appropriate. Sina Games is a subsidiary of Chinese software tech company Sina Corp. Blizzard alleges that many of the company's games are based off well-written franchises like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Naruto, and, of course, Warcraft. Glorious Saga is available in China and elsewhere. In the United States, the app is downloaded on the Google Play Store under the name Glorious World. It's listed under a different developer and name, however, though the screenshots show the title Glorious Saga in them. It's described on the store as a real-time strategy game for building an empire. And it's the first time Blizzard's gotten litigious about this stuff, which surprises me because there's tons of this. It's just that maybe this one's big enough that they felt like it was worth going after. I don't know. Just an interesting side.
I would assume they would be pretty busy all the time if they were going after every single knockoff that's in other countries.
Yeah, you spend all your time doing that if you're not careful.
Yeah, probably got to pick your battles.
That's right. Time for this.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Time for the town crier. Oh, yeah, baby. That means an email. We got one here from Venjik. Venjik. He sent an email to theinstance@gmail.com, and he says this: Instance gang, with all the hype and love for Classic, I got to thinking, what if Blizzard made retail servers with Classic features? These would be separate like normal and RPG, these would be selectable like normal RP and normal servers.
Oh, that's what I said earlier.
Yeah, it's kind of your idea. Sorry. Yeah.
I hadn't read it. Sorry, Venjik. I didn't rip you off. I hadn't read it yet.
Yeah, he hadn't looked at it yet. And by the way, was that a sneeze that just came out of nowhere? Like, just that was like a, what do you call that? Not simultaneous. It's a sudden
spontaneous
sneeze. Did you just have a spontaneous sneeze? Because you literally went like this. You went, oh yeah, that was what I was. and you sneezed. I've never seen anything like that. That was amazing. Usually, I'm really special. Like that. That's what we do before we sneeze. But the French go.
It's the wine. It's the wine. It changes everything.
The wine and cheese make you sneeze. That's a pretty good rhyme. All right. Anyway, he says, like you were saying, things with no LFD, no LFR, more difficult mobs, no flying, slower XP gains, etc. Would players enjoy that? Wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, maybe. The problem I started thinking of is there is so much stuff in BC that is gated by you flying. So physically, you can't get to certain things in BC unless you've got flying at the end game. And then you can get to the top of some of those cliffs and those bluffs and stuff. They'd have to change a lot of things if they were just going to do the entire retail run with no flying, because there's plenty of stuff that is fly only. Like they're, what am I trying to think of? Is it Pandaria? Might be Pandaria. Not Pandaria. Well, Cataclysm has some stuff you cannot get to unless you can fly.
I mean, no one has ever quested through Cataclysm without flying unless they were a crazy person.
Yeah. Like right up until, when was the first
one? We also had Ice Crown was like designed around flying.
Right.
The zone.
Right.
I think there are something they would need to keep in, but some of the other things like Raid Finder and Dungeon Finder and all of those things, they could very well modify the existing game to not have them.
I would be fine with them keeping flying in. Just don't make me do what we do now in Modern WoW and have to grind rep to get my flying. Just let me pay for it like I used to be able to do.
I mean, board side.
Whoa, sorry.
So about the flying again, are you sure there are, because the leveling zones, you could do them without flying because it was always no flying until you reach max level, right?
Right.
Are there really zones that you can't do without flying?
In BC,
Ice Crown is extremely difficult to do without flying. It was designed with flying in mind.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess it was 68 where you would fly. That's true.
Yeah, but in BC, it was absolutely that way in BC, because BC, a major feature of BC was flight. And so when you got flight finally, they were like, hey.
No, but it was max level. Again, you got flight at max level, so you had already leveled through.
Yeah, it was also prohibitively expensive in BC.
Right.
And you had to design around people not having flying.
I'm just saying, if people didn't have flying, if you're going to ban flying from this scenario, then you have to fix all that stuff you could only get to by flying to it. And maybe that's just, you know, tacted rides and things like that. I mean, maybe there's ways to do it, but there's definitely.
I mean, there would be work. There would be work involved for sure.
Yeah. So, but I like the idea in general. I mean, I've said, and I still say it, I would probably play more Classic, I think, if it had the coding of all the modern look and my characters looked like better polygons and, you know, like my, you know, it wasn't just shitty old armor and stuff like that. Like, I feel like I'd be a little more inclined to care about it if I could have a version to flip it on.
Graphics is what they would need. Oh, no, I was going to say, I think graphics is what they would need to keep, but the game itself doesn't have, better graphics. At least, I guess they could keep the characters, but then the recent armor would look weird on low poly.
It character. Does look weird. I can tell you why, because I got a level 24 or 27 warrior, and I'm wearing old-ass vanilla armor, because that's what they still have in the early levels, and it looks like shit, but it's okay. I don't mind.
In Cataclysm, they added a lot of new low-level armor. Like, there's full matching sets of, like, modern-looking stuff you can get from a lot of zones. I don't think every zone has it, but...
where I'm at right now.
There's some really great low-level sets to get.
Definitely doesn't have it where I'm at, but I'm anxious to get there, I guess. This just makes me want to play that. I love playing that warrior.
I've got an Orc Hunter sitting out in the Barrens that has, like, this rad set of low-level armor.
Nice. Well, that's what hunters do.
Hunter. I will never touch that character again.
I have so many characters like that. I found out I have a level 5 hunter on a different server, Suramar or something. I haven't touched him since seriously 2005, probably. And his name is Bum Rash. I got Bum Rash. I got
a Scott ass name. Yep. I have heard.
I have a paladin named Horse Meat for some reason. I got another guy named, what was it?
Did you eat at IKEA that week? What's going on, man?
I don't know what my deal was. But I have these really stupid names for characters.
I was playing on my laptop on the IKEA Wi-Fi, and, you know, I was just inspired.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Nimrodney. That's a good one, right? Nimrod. Instead of just Nimrod, it's Nimrodney, like Rodney. That's pretty good.
Nimrodney.
It's not bad, but Bumrash was the real winner that day.
Oh, you're such a dad.
Totally, dude. I mean, that's the thing. My kids were little then, but I've been dadding it since day one of World of Warcraft, so my jokes never got better. They were bad from then on forward. That's the way it worked. If you'd like to be like Venjik, you can send your emails in to theinstance@gmail.com. If you want to support this show, you should head on over to theinstance.net and click on the support link, because that is a cool thing to do. You get cool physical and digital rewards every month. We're about to close a month out, so expect to see new stuff right away. And if you haven't gotten in, there's still time. You have a day to get into this month and still get those rewards. If not, get in for September. That'd be cool, too. That's at theinstance.net. Before we get out of here, a quick round table about who's doing what and where. Patrick, do you have anything fun happening this week?
Sure. Go check out the Phileas Club on at frenchspin.com. It's a serious show, but it's an important show. We get people from different countries, and we talk about the news and how different people see things differently.
Patrick, how do you say why so serious in French?
Yeah, how you do it?
Why so serious?
That's not French.
What is the French translation?
Yeah, what is the French translation for why so serious?
That's it. That's it. That's really? How you say it.
You guys don't have your own version of that? You have your own version.
I don't know. I don't watch French version of stuff. It's dumb.
Patrick knows like six languages, and he's pretending like he doesn't know. He knows everything. He knows.
No,
all.
I just don't watch. You're talking about the Joker thing.
Well, you said it was a serious show, and then I was like, man, if I knew how to say "why so serious" in French right now, that would be
you
the
would
joke.
Say it? Yeah. Well, because sometimes you need to be a little bit serious.
How do you say "Where's Harvey Dent"? Give me that one. Can't do that one. Okay.
You say "Hit me,
hit me, hit me,
hit me, hit me."
I love that movie. All right.
No, I'm not. I don't feel like speaking French today.
All right. Well, don't worry about it. Frenchspin.com, though, great place to find all sorts of shows, not just the Phillies. So go do that.
A few different types of
shows. It's all very good. Garrett, in your end of the world, please.
You'll find me not battening down the hatches because I'm not too worried about this hurricane. Everything's at Any Move.tv. You should go check out The Angry Chicken. We put up a banging episode on Tuesday. We have a Celestalon stopped by to talk about the history of the development of Zephyrus, a card that took them years to make. So go check out the most recent episode of The Angry Chicken. We just had an awesome episode of Into the Nexus last night with Not Paradox, where we spent 2 hours talking about the latest massive Heroes of the Storm balance patch.
Oh, very nice.
So
go
check that out. And also bookmark Hotslogs again, because the site's been out of date, but I recently acquired it, and we will be taking it down, migrating servers, and updating it.
Shut up.
Hotslogs? Oh, my God. Really?
Shut up.
Yep.
What?
That is awesome.
How'd you do that?
A long story that is way too long for an outro of a podcast, and also some of it is NDA.
What the frick? How does ITN get Hotslogs? You don't have to tell me here, but I got to know.
This is an opportunity, and I went for it.
All right. I'm very curious about that. That's crazy. Okay. Well, that's, geez, talk about holding your bombshell till the toilet's about to flush. Jeez Louises.
All I do, I don't want to talk about work. I want to talk about freaking WoW Classic.
Fair enough. All right. As far as I'm stuff going on here, there is a cool thing if people want to do it. I drew a... my brain just went dead. What is he? A goblin. I drew a goblin. Now, this is before Classic hit, so this wasn't me after Classic and then talking about retail because goblins aren't in Classic. But I drew a goblin that's basically kind of like a Mad Max-looking psycho goblin wielding a bat with a nail in it and a pipe. And he's got paint all over him. He just looks like something out of, Borderlands or something. But he's a WoW goblin. And people are like, yeah, that's cool. I want to buy that print and everything. And then some people said, I'd love to color that. And I realized some people don't like to draw, but they love to color. So if you go to the frogpants.com/store link, so to the store on the site, you can download that thing in a big high-resolution transparent PNG, and you can either draw it on a Wacom or a freaking iPad or wherever you're going to do it, or you can color it on paper just by printing it. It's like $2. So go check that out. It's a new thing I'm trying. Download it today. frogpants.com/store. It's going to do it for this show. Thank you all for being here. Had a great time. We'll be back next time with more discussion about classic, about modern, about all things World of Warcraft, and all things Blizzard. We hope you have a fantastic week. Until then, for me, for Patrick, and for Garrett, we'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. You don't do those crabs anymore.